This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris with the latest on today's shooting at Miami International Airport. The details are still a bit unclear. What we do now know is that a federal air marshal shot and killed a man who refused to stop after he was confronted by authorities. According to federal authorities, the man had claimed he had a bomb in his carry-on bag. Here's Jim Bauer of the Department of Homeland Security.
They came out of their cover, confronted him, and he remained non-compliant with their instructions. As he was attempting to evade them, his actions caused the FAMs to fire shots, and in fact, he is deceased.
This happened on the jetway of an American Airlines flight that had arrived from Medellin, Colombia. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Miami. He's following the story for us and joins us now. Eric, explain to us what else we know about how this happened and what prompted that air marshal to fire his weapon.
Here's what we're able to reconstruct about what happened with American Airlines Flight 924. It had flown, as you said, from Medellin, Colombia, to Miami. The passengers disembarked. They cleared U.S. Customs, as is normal. They were reboarding the flight. It was continuing on to Orlando. And that's when the federal air marshals confronted this man. He was acting suspiciously. He claimed to have had a bomb. The federal air marshals told him to get on the ground. He did not comply. According to U.S. officials, he reached into a bag, and that's when the U.S. federal marshals opened fire and killed the man. This is the first time, Michelle, that air marshals have fired a shot since September 11th and probably many years before that as well.
And that man, what do we know about him?
Well, he's tentatively identified as a 44-year-old U.S. citizen named Rigoberto Alpizar. We don't know much else about him. There are also a lot of conflicting reports about his behavior in the minutes just before the shooting. There's an unconfirmed report from a fellow passenger who says that Alpizar was running up and down the aisle of the Boeing 757. He was acting erratically, and that a woman, apparently his wife, was claiming that he suffered from bipolar disorder and had not taken his medication. Again, those are unconfirmed reports. There will, of course, be an investigation into exactly what happened today.
And do we know anything about his citizenship?
He is a U.S. citizen. That we do know.
What's happening there at the airport now, Eric?
Well, the airport is back and running, but not after, as you can imagine, quite a bit of excitement and a bit of chaos. Lots of police SWAT teams on the scene. They removed the luggage, the checked luggage from the American Airlines flight. They had sniffer dogs checking it. And in fact, two or three suspicious packages, luggage, was blown up on the tarmac. Now, officials here say things are back to normal. Passengers are boarding flights. But obviously, a lot of questions still remain unanswered.
You know, our air marshals work under a good deal of secrecy. You usually don't even know if they happen to be on your plane. What have we learned about their protocol in these kind of situations?
Well, that is also shrouded in a fair amount of secrecy. As you say, we don't know if they're on the flight. That's by design. We don't know how many there are, in fact. They do work undercover, and they're given a fair amount of discretion to do whatever it takes to protect the safety of the passengers on board a flight. In this case, they obviously felt that this man posed a threat and enough of a threat to open fire on him. A federal air marshal official says that he's convinced that the air marshals acted strictly by the book in this case. But, of course, there's going to be an investigation and a lot of questions remain unanswered.
And what more have we heard from the passengers that were on board that plane?
Well, not much. They've been taken and interviewed by federal officials. I imagine in the hours and days to come, we're going to be hearing from some of them about what exactly transpired aboard American Airlines Flight 924.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Michelle.
That was NPR's Eric Weiner speaking to us from Miami.